Inspector Imanishi Investigates by Seicho Matsumoto, read by Kenichiro Thompson. Chapter 1, Kamata Railroad Yard. The first train on the Keihin Tohoku line was scheduled to leave Kamata Station at 4:08 a.m. The engineer, the brakeman, and the conductor left the night duty room shortly after 3 a.m. to go to the rail yard. It was dark and cold. When the young brakeman shone his flashlight under the seventh car, he stiffened, stood still swallowing for a moment, and then began to run, his arms flailing. He flung himself into the engineer's cab, shouting, "Hey, there's a tuner!" "A dead body?" the engineer laughed. "We haven't even moved the train yet. How could there be a tuner? Rub your eyes and wake up." "No, I'm not mistaken." The brakeman looked pale. "I really saw a tuner under the train." The engineer and the conductor decided to go see for themselves. When the brakeman shone his flashlight under the seventh car, they saw a human form lying on the rails just in front of the wheels. It glistened in the beam of light. The engineer bent over to look closer. "Oh, it's horrible!" he screamed. The three men stood for a while, staring at the body. Then the conductor said, "Call the police immediately. We don't have much time." It was only 20 minutes before the 4:08 departure time. The engineer ran back to the office. "This is an unpleasant business, first thing in the morning," the conductor said to the brakeman. "I wonder what happened. The wheels haven't moved at all, but his face is covered with blood." The corpse's face looked like a red devil's mask. The head lay pillowed on one rail, the thighs across the other. If the train had started, the face would have been crushed and the hip joints severed by the wheels. The sky became lighter. By the time the police investigators arrived, the lamps in the railroad yard had been turned off.